On the day, this shocked the country and the world. An unheard-of breach of the U.S. Capitol building. Attacked by a violent mob of Americans. How did this happen, and who is responsible? That is what the January 6th committee set out to find out.
All of us here today.
Focusing mostly on former President Donald Trump, who called his supporters to Washington and sent them to the Capitol, saying he would go with them.
We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
He said the election was stolen, but in testimony before the committee, it was clear he was told repeatedly he lost the election, telling aides he didn't want people to know he lost.
Without objections.
But what the committee made the clearest in never-before-seen video, how bad the violence was, how close the country came to seeing its elected leaders attacked or possibly killed. Several senators told to run from the mob that they were walking right into. Then this moment, Officer Eugene Goodman lured the mob up the stairs. If they had turned right and walked just a matter of meters, they likely would have found an unlocked door with senators inside.
They're leaving.
We saw how close members of the House came to the mob, making their way to the last possible escape. The insurrectionists breached the window, and a protester was shot and killed trying to get to them. We now know how close the Vice President, Mike Pence, came to coming face to face with those calling for him to be hung, only 12 meters. And the committee said Trump knew that his supporters were armed that day, frustrated that so many couldn't come to the rally because Secret Service was using metal detectors.
You know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
The committee heard testimony that Trump himself wanted to go to the Capitol, lunging for the wheel and at a Secret Service agent who refused. But there are several things the committee has not answered yet. Why did it take so long to get approval for the National Guard to be deployed?
Governor, I don't know if you have been approached.
Congressional leaders that were able to be moved to a safe location by Capitol Police made frantic calls that went unanswered for hours. The committee produced evidence that Trump's inner circle knew something was going to happen. People like Rudy Giuliani.
I remember looking at him saying, Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? He had responded something to the effect of, we're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators.
But what we still don't have hard evidence on, if this was a planned, coordinated attack.
The committee voted unanimously to refer to the Justice Department for criminal charges against the former president. But they've already been looking into this. There's a special prosecutor that's been appointed. A grand jury in Washington has been hearing testimony. That will likely determine if, in fact, the attack here on the Capitol was planned, and if so, who will pay the price for it. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.